Part 2, War Began in Heaven. The war in our minds originally started in heaven. Michael and his angels fought Lucifer and his angels. When Lucifer lost, he was cast down to earth where angels' battles became human battles. Revelations 12, verses 7 through 9 tells us, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Notice, this great dragon was none other than Lucifer, who entered the serpent of old times in the Garden of Eden and deceived Eve by misquoting the Word of God. Satan and devil simply means opponent or accuser, depending on whether he is accusing or coming against in opposition. Revelation 12, verse 4 tells us when Lucifer rebelled, he convinced one-third of the angels to go with him. This rebellion started the war that is still raging today in the minds of humans. His motive for this rebellion and the end of it is found in Isaiah. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee, and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms?" Isaiah 14, verses 13 through 16. This scripture clearly exposes that his plan was to deceive people into believing he was God and having them worship him at the head of the congregation. Paul tells us in 2 Thessalonians he is now being worshipped in the temple of God. "Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4. Also in Ezekiel 28:13 confirms that he was on earth in Eden, the garden of God where he deceived Eve. Satan's plan was to steal God's creation through his deception, thereby spiritually killing and ultimately destroying Adam and Eve. John 10, verse 10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Revelation 12, 9 tells us he deceived the whole world. To overcome him in the war on deceit, we must first gain intelligence about our enemy and how to recognize his tactics.